Welcome to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about scent and smell and us.
two of us.
It's been a week of smells for me.
For you.
For me. Well, mostly.
Extrapolate.
Sitting before us is the limited edition native collection named Boba Cafe.
Can I use profanity? What did I fucking tell you bitches? Okay.
What did you say?
I've been saying Boba for two years now. And
this was our prediction.
I know.
For this year and potentially last year.
I've been running my gums about Boba for a while. Clock that.
Native, if you have listened to our podcast in your...
I'm taking credit for this. I don't care.
Yeah. We deserve a royalty. It's actually, I don't know if good is the right word, but it gives you exactly what it says, which I think when it's something that's kind of a novelty, that's what you want.
So I like Native.
Yeah.
I like them because one, they're affordable, they're in Target, and they seem to have a healthy seasonal release schedule that they're always coming out with something like fun and sort of unserious, you know, and I think that's cool. I've picked up a lot of their body washes and really enjoyed them.
I've tried their deodorants, which are decent.
I don't love the deodorants, but you know me.
I
tried
the spray one.
Oh, I didn't. No.
And it was like, it was like in a fancy spa locker room. So I was like, don't mind if I do. And it was nice. It was like extremely fragranced to the point where I was like choking, but it did work.
They're fine. It's not my favorite formula, but I love the body washes. I like the hand soap and... Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the Boba Cafe collection.
I called in the deodorants because I thought that was the most baseline way to test the smells. And they sent me all of the scents in different formats. And I was like, no, I don't want a gallon of coconut ube body wash.
I do. At least they hit you about this. What about me? Damn.
Take the body wash, please.
The one hopes of smell you later. Okay, wait. So I have in my greedy little hands coconut ube.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's actually nice.
It is nice. It's also, it has, okay, wait, I'm feeling, what is this note that is sort of this starchy, cakey Bath and Body Works holiday tea?
I feel like it's like brown sugar.
Maybe, almost. Maybe that. Okay, so I have a Caucasian question.
Okay.
Shoot. What is ube? It's a sweet potato, right? A purple sweet potato.
Hold on. We have Google right in front of us. I typed in ube and it auto-filled to Uber Eats.
That's dark-sided.
I know. Dark-sided. It's a yam. A vibrant purple yam native to the Philippines.
But they are often used in desserts and or sweet breads. Okay.
It is a staple in desserts, including cakes, ice cream, jams, and pastries.
This is nice.
It is nice.
So, like, okay, I do think that, and this is not even a critique, because, like, what is this, an $11 body wash that's, like, for the sake of fun, like, this is great. But smelling this blind, this could be anything.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You are
like,
right.
This could be
this could just be, like, cake.
Cake, a lady finger, a tiramisu. You could stretch this pretty far.
I don't get a ton of coconut. I get, like, a starchy sweet cake.
I don't
get a ton of coconut.
I get coconut because I, like, want to get coconut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your brain.
Because I'm fake.
Purple.
The one I'm excited about is brown sugar boba.
I do kind of like that one.
I can't drink boba because I love to
get
chew.
Get tired of it after, like, three bobes.
No, I love to chew. And I'm always just going for the little balls.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, choking myself with liquids and solids.
Yeah.
And
when you suck one up unexpectedly and it almost chokes you out, you're just like, oh, this is dangerous.
I love the experience of it, but it's always done in 2 seconds and then I have to pee. I'm like, okay, well, this is cute.
I do like the brown sugar.
It's very...
It's like, do you want... What is that going to smell like with your BO, though?
It's... Okay, please. it's very brown sugar, which it's I guess is it's in sugar. The name.
Yeah. My favorite is the strawberry matcha, though. Not just because it's trendy, but I think they did a really... balanced job of this scent profile.
This is really strawberry.
Yeah. But it's like an earthy matcha. They didn't go like super sweet with it, which I appreciate.
I don't get so I use the hand soap in this shade just now. And I mean, I get more strawberry than matcha, but I think that's...
Yeah, like fresh than it is like sugary.
Sure.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah. This is such a fun collection. Yay, somebody's having fun around here. Thank you, Native.
Thank you, Native.
Isn't there one more? Scent or no? Is it just these three?
Ooh. Yes, there was a hibiscus berry, but I was like, I don't care about that.
I'm fine without that one.
What even is that's not that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, love to the hibiscus community.
I could. Well, oh no, that might be slanders.
Yeah, you can't tell this story.
No, I can't tell this story.
So, but I'll say something. a luxury brand.
Yes.
Did Sable. Yes.
An unnamed luxury brand.
So dirty this week.
So disrespectful.
I got this story via text and my jaw dropped like 6 inches more with every text that came in. And the
you know what? I'll tell the story without saying the brand, which they don't deserve. But so I was invited to...
to be fair, we've slandered them enough on this show.
True,
so.
That's true. I was invited to a dinner. It was like an editorial dinner, but it was fragrance themed. And they were doing this cute little thing where they asked all the guests, there was about 20 of us, what's your favorite fragrance or one that's really meaningful for you?
I'm cutting this out. Why the fuck wasn't I there?
Because you weren't in a Top Shelf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
It was an Into the Gloss dinner and it was all...
It was only Top Shelf.
It was only people who've been on the Top Shelf.
Well, then my question is, why the fuck haven't I been on the Top Shelf? I got... I have a lot of things.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shelves. Go on.
You know what? It's only a matter of time, honestly.
They don't give a shit about it.
Okay, so they asked everyone what their favorite fragrance is or what's a meaningful one. And my greedy ass was like, this really expensive, fancy one. Which, to be fair, has been like a bit of my white whale because the PR will not respond to my emails.
This is true.
Yeah. Like,
and you've talked about this fragrance quite a bit on the show.
So a friend of mine who works there was like, haha, there's been a little bit of drama with your fragrance. The brand is like... Who asked for it? What's it for? Because they told them, they're like, oh, we're doing this like scent bar kind of thing experience. Every single brand sent three fragrances.
Right.
It's fine. This brand sent a factice of alcohol.
Like the bottle just filled
with. The bottle filled with alcohol.
That's like.
Not saying that though. I'm sorry. They didn't say that.
That's so crazy insulting.
It's insanely insulting, but also just say that.
And it's not like it wasn't, it's not like it was like for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay for photo.
It's a scent bar indicating that people will be smelling this.
Wait, I think you left that out. Wait, I don't even know this part. So there's a scent bar?
Yeah. They did like a display of everybody's favorite meaningful fragrance and a little tag that like had a quote on like why it's meaningful. It was cute.
Okay.
And it was really interesting to see everybody's fragrances because they really ran the gamut. But... I was like, guys, just say that. Just say, A, just say you don't want to participate in this. That's fine. That's totally fine to say. But don't fucking send a factice and then don't mention that. And then like one of the editors, they got the bottle and then she was smelling it and she goes, something's not, like, guys, am I nose blind or like, is this not anything?
Yeah.
And then they realize, they emailed them. They're like, hey, I don't know if there's an issue with this, but this doesn't have a smell. And they're like, oh, it's a factice. And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
That's... really crazy.
And then like I was talking to her at the dinner and she was like, yeah, they were grilling me. They're like, who asked for it? What did they do? Like what? I was like, what? Crazy. Craziness.
It should be an honor to be asked to be included by Into the
also,
Gloss. Like that.
This is why
something.
Nobody covers your brand. Of all the luxury designer brands, nobody talks about your brand.
It's Louis Vuitton. anyway, so.
At first I was going to be like, you're banned forever. And then, but then the Into the Gloss team bought the bottle for me.
That's so nice.
It's so sweet.
So sweet.
And I almost, I mean, I didn't know they were doing it. I like genuinely thought they just like negotiated, but I was like, don't do that. Don't give them money.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're very, very sweet about it. And I still hold a grudge, but.
That's a grudge I would hold.
Yeah.
That's, it's just like.
But I still fucking love this fragrance so much. And I hate that I love it. It's so good. I smell like a sexy fax machine.
Why?
It has that like printer ink smell.
It does, like toner.
I love that.
So the fragrance, can you say the word? I don't want to say that out loud.
Phantasmagorie.
One more time.
Phantasmagorie. It's a weird vanilla.
Yeah.
They call out vanilla, ginger, I forget what else. But it's weird. It's like translucent. It's glassy. It has like a freshly Xeroxed paper smell.
I get that.
I love.
I get that.
I love that note in fragrance.
You do.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about? Oh, Debaser in Bloom.
Yep. Cloud kind of has that note a bit.
Not too much on Cloud.
A little bit. Yeah. But I don't know. I just like, I love that. And because it's vanilla, it's this strange balance of warm and chemically metallic. Ugh, I love it.
I'm a little surprised that you like this as much as you do.
So am I.
To me, Queen of Vanilla, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And that Xeroxy note is heavy in it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't share the enthusiasm.
Fair.
We've already dragged it to hell. Who cares? No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's not the vanilla I'd reach for, but it is interesting. It feels kind of like 80s.
It feels
in a
like,
synthetic way.
Yeah. There is a very synthetic quality to it that normally would sound off-putting, but I think mixed with the vanilla just makes it like confusingly alluring to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's confusing. And that's what I like about it. Because I'm like, something familiar, something not.
I think if this wasn't from this brand and this bottle, yeah, and it had a way, forgive me, but like way cooler world built around it, it would be cooler.
I agree.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool.
It's kind of like it, in concept only, reminds me of Hawthorne's Frozen Flame, which they also called a cold vanilla.
Yes.
And I thought that was such a cool way to frame it.
Yeah.
I think they included on the packaging, they had a note of chrome, which is obviously a creative note, but you really get the idea of it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, it's $600. Don't buy it.
I'm sorry if that's uncute, but like, don't do a podcaster dirty like that, please.
Especially I don't think they recognize pot. And again, I'm like, that's fine. I'm not like, how dare you not give me free shit. I'm just like, just say that.
But my thing is like, why would you send the bottle?
It's the passive aggression of like, it that really it's gets that, me.
But like the bottle is the expensive part. The juice is not.
That's
I feel really funny. I feel like going through the effort of however the hell you create that's a factice in that quickly. I'm like, this was harder than just sending the goddamn fragrance to a fragrance and beauty editor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't ask for more details, but what are the odds they also asked them to send it back after the event was over? They might have. Oh my God,
true. Anyway.
Anyway, anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Oh my God. Wait, is that what you smell like today?
No.
Okay, good. Oh my God. This, I'm sorry. This fragrance is working me out. Oh. You know that brand Discotheque?
Yes.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them. Yeah. I've been seeing them float around and nothing really moved me to explore, but they showed up in my inbox and I was like, you know what? I would love for you to send the discovery set. And they did. And this is the first one in it. It's called Lola at Kochek. I put this on, first one out of the box, and I was just like, oh my God, this is, it's just so right up my alley. It's on my wrist. I'm like soaked in it.
Sparked my nose.
Oh, sorry.
It's subtle, but it's really nice.
It's so, oh my God, it's so nice. It's exactly what I like. It's warm, it's spicy, it's sweet.
At Kochek. What a specific picture you get.
I know. I think all of their, I mean, being named Discotheque, everything in their brand world is nightlife themed.
That's true. That's cute.
And I like Lola at Kochek because it's the introduction to the brand. You're like walking into the nightclub.
Oh, this bottle's really cool.
Very cool bottle. It is, at the top is pink pepper, cardamom, and grapefruit. In the middle is white chocolate, jasmine, lily, and orris. The base is sandalwood, cedar, amber, and vetiver.
Wait,
so,
this sounds extremely me, honestly.
It's, I mean.
Oh, I love this copy. Velvet ropes, spirals of sandalwood smoke, love letters and curses, white chocolates in pockets. Is that supposed to rhyme?
They're a really fun brand.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job of, forgive me, but like, world building. And
it says 1992 New York.
Yes.
Very of the moment.
Very Carolyn Bessette. Yeah. No, it's so warm. It's spicy, but not edgy, and comforting, but not passive. And it's like all depth, you know, and it is sweet, but not, you know, sweet like I like. It's just magnetic. Oh my God. Ooh. I wore this, I guess, on Monday and I was like, oh, I got to put this back on Saturday because I'm still working my way through the discovery set. Yeah. I'm through 5 out of 7. And I got to say, I've really enjoyed them all. Like really, really, really enjoyed them all.
I need to acquaint myself with them.
I will bring you the discovery set. You should just reach out and connect because.
Did they email you?
Yes. And I
feel like they've emailed us.
I think I'm a new contact or they're new PR or something. I don't know. They're newly in my peripheral. But no, I'm really enjoying the collection. There's fragrances that to me feel not perhaps new, but you know, like there's nothing new under the sun, whatever. But I'm not looking for newness. I'm just looking for quality and that's what they're giving you. And I feel like they're giving you evolved ideas of things that maybe I've smelled. I've also like, this is such a me fragrance. Of course, I've smelled a billion versions of it, but this is great. Even they have this white floral that is a very, I would say, traditional take on traditional white florals, which obviously I usually find repellent, but I put this on and I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have to wash this off in an hour. And I you know, I wasn't in love with it, but it was a really nice way to come at a fragrance that is essentially such a traditional white floral. It was true to the notes and sort of true to that category, but wasn't overly powdery, wasn't overly papery, felt almost really photorealistic. It didn't feel perfumey in that way. It felt actual, like more true floral. So then I wore their sandalwood yesterday, which was really quite nice. I'm not a sandalwood person, but they have this one that's saffron, grapefruit, etc. I think you would love, I don't know. All that to say, I'm really loving it, but Lola at Kochek is that girl. I love it. I love it. I love it.
The bottles are really cute because the caps look like a square disco ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute. It's like a mirror cube.
I love it. So I'm very happy I finally sort of got myself acquainted with Discotheque, and I cannot wait to wear the last two.
There's a few like music themed fragrance brands.
And I think that is a little bit why I was like
hesitant.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just sort of like, what are we doing here?
Sometimes the theme is a little bit like loosey goosey.
Right. Sometimes I feel like the brand is more about the theme than it is about the product.
Agree, you know? Yes.
And for some reason, I find that a lot with things that are like music inspired or too conceptual, maybe. Or everyone wants to be Vacation.
Yeah.
You know, and Vacation is an incredible brand with incredible world and incredible fragrances and products. But it's like that doesn't come easy. No. And I feel like, yes, the whatever brand of it all is very important, but if the products don't meet the creative, it's sort of like, okay, well, this was a little bit of a letdown. And this is not the case. I love it. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I broke out this discovery set I got a few weeks or months ago, I don't remember, from a brand Irfy. I'm thinking that's how you pronounce it. It's I-R-F-E with the straight accent above the E. So okay. I'm assuming that's Irfy. And they had these little orbs. And immediately I was like, well, I need that.
Those are very you, yeah.
They look like round little guys. And they
with
have
like a head and little circle hands.
Two little nubby arms.
I feel like these like come alive at night. I know. Don't like these.
It reminds me of like the marshmallow Michelin man from Ghostbusters.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah. So I smell like marshmallow musk.
What?
Yes. See, I knew that would get you. Now, I don't love these are splash bottles because I hate that experience. Yeah. But it's really nice because it's not too sweet. It's a great balance of marshmallow and musk. It's soft and like has that like powdery, fluffy texture to it. But the musk makes it lighter and not as heavy. It's really nice. This is definite what people, I feel like a lot of people would consider this a skin scent, but I think it veers a little bit more laundry than skin scent.
You're so right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like a nice, cozy, comforting, pretty, fluffy scent.
But it's really clean.
It is, yes. They have, I got like the coffrette of five of them, which it might be all of their scents. I don't remember. There's marshmallow musk, smoldering pepper, centifolia rose, saffron leather, patchouli forever worn. I thought I would love the saffron leather, but it's a little bit like, it is a little bit like businessman. It's like,
oh.
Yeah. It's a little,
whoa.
Cowboy.
Smells like pickles.
Oh, and a little bit like pickles.
I feel like I would like to wear that like once.
Yeah, like once, yeah. The smoldering pepper was interesting to me because I've never seen the pepper note here or out.
Hmm.
But I don't know. It does feel a little bit, it just like smells like perfume. You know when sometimes stuff is just like perfume smell?
Yeah.
I guess like I was expecting a lot more spicy, a lot peppery.
Sure.
The rose is actually really nice. It is. It's extremely just like rose. Like there's nothing crazy going on there, sure. But it's really nice if you like rose. And then the patchouli is like a classic patchouli.
Marshmallow musk. What a nice.
Yeah. It's really nice.
You're right though. This does go to laundry and not skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, where's that new noise? I can get it.
I think it's in the, oh God, I patchouli'd myself.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Can I talk about this?
Yes.
Okay. I went to a dinner this week for Noise to celebrate their new fragrance called Rinse Cycle. And the campaign is very laundry themed, which I know nothing about. And as you can probably guess, it is fresh. It's very clean.
Yeah.
But it is actually very, there's a lot of fruit in at the top. It's guava, lemon, pear. The middle is cherry blossom and musk flower, and the base is sandalwood. So it's not a true
detergent smell.
Detergent scent. It's not like bubble bath from Replica. It is quite nice. On skin, it's also really nice. I hate describing things as like clean, but like it's a fucking laundry scent.
It's like fresh.
It's
a little bit effervescent.
Yeah, it's fresh, fruity, sparkling. You're right. And then has just like a nice, clean, refreshing, springy dry down. It's really pretty. And I think that it's a little bit of, I think personally, I think the Noise DNA is very grounded in gourmands.
Yeah.
I don't think that's all they do. Like Shitty Day, I think should be bigger, and it's not even my favorite. And
I just think it's such a funny name.
It's such a great name. And I mean, my favorite is Unmute. I think I would venture to say that their hero is Only Human, which is a very
I haven't smelled that one.
Vanilla, amber, ambrox. This is nice. And I smell a few things coming up, and I think it's going to be a really exciting year for Noise, and I think this is a really great start to it. Mm-hmm. I do think that there is a certain DNA that you get in most of their scents that I quite like. It's sort of the musk in Dead Cool's Milk, like in the same way that like they have that same musk in all the milks. It's not exactly the same, but I can feel the same heart in many Noise fragrances. It's cool. I like it. And I've met some of the team before, but I met the woman who does their product development, and we essentially talked like all night. And
were you seated next to one another?
She moved over to sit next to me.
Oh, wow.
Because people were like moving around, and we just sort of like sat together and chatted about product and product development and fragrance. And it's cool because she is not the perfumer, but all their scents are Jerome Epinette, which I did not know. So she's sort of the, I always want to say regulator, but that's not right.
Evaluator. Yeah.
But she does a lot of things across the brand as well. So I'm not on product development, but as much as she is, but I feel like our roles are not dissimilar.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with her. I was like, oh my God, am I in love with a woman? Am I a lesbian?
There's always one.
I know, there's always one. So yes, we're trying to get her on the show. I think it would be a really fascinating conversation and a really fun way to approach Noise.
I always am curious how a brand like Noise, which it's not a secret, they're venture capitalist backed.
You don't launch in all Altadors at launch by accident.
So it's like when you have ostensibly like all these resources from the get and you could do whatever you want, how do you decide?
Totally, totally. And I sort of asked that question to, God, I wish I knew her title. It's not the woman I was just talking about, but someone very high up. And I sort of asked that. And the answer she gave me was basically, it's a feeling in the room with the team. It's like, if we all feel the same way about this, it's a go. And I don't know. I mean,
like, how did they come up with Rinse? Like, why was that the next fragrance release? You know?
Right. Right. She was saying that the name was inspired by a conversation that she had with a former colleague about someone who was like bad mouthing her a little bit and saying some things. And the woman she was talking to is like, don't worry, like keep doing your thing because it all comes out in the wash. And so that's sort of how we got to Rinse Cycle and everything. So
that's funny.
I like it. I think this is a really nice fragrance for this time of year. And again, it's a step out of the Noise world, but I think in a way that makes sense for them. And I'm happy to see, you know?
Yeah.
Sable in front of her finally has, because I brought it over.
Yeah, Titan brought me Dead Cool Mineral Milk, and it sounds derogatory to say I'm surprised I like this. I think I'm surprised at what it actually smells like based on what I've read about it.
Well, I will say that I'm surprised you like it. I never know which way the wind is going to blow you. I swear to God.
Neither do I.
To be clear, I like mineral milk a lot.
Yeah.
It's just, like I said, it's like, it sort of checks the salty solar floral box in a way that I wasn't quite expecting it to.
This has a little bit of that fax machine note to it. That's why.
Let me smell it.
It does. A little bit. There's something like cellophane-y.
Maybe.
And I'm reading the box and it says, featuring Dead Cool's Memory Note, TM, a fragrance molecule that sparks the brain's ability to give scent a physical sensation.
I think that's what they're calling their musk now.
Oh, because Memory Note is trademarked.
Because if they're owning it, it's got to be the same thing. Okay.
And like our friends are copywriters, so obviously I'm like, I want to support.
Yeah, shout out.
I mean, it's hard to come up with something really concise that's going to capture this scent that's going to be subjective to so many people. Mm-hmm. It says, driving slow past foggy coastal cliffs, smells like wildflowers growing between slippery rocks, feels like blue hour and ocean mist in wind-tangled hair. It's a little warmer than that to me.
A little bit.
But I do get the salty solar for sure.
It smells better on you than it does on me.
Okay, fair. Maybe that's it.
I like how it smells.
It's not skin compatible, maybe.
I'm just getting like, it's more sparkling on you.
But this is such a departure from milk.
That's what
I
mean.
This could have been its own standalone fragrance.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Because in Mochi Milk, you get the milk.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to find the milk in mineral
Mochi Milk. Mochi Milk was, to me, a bit quite strong.
It was strong, but I got the musk out of it.
This I don't. I get all mineral and not...
I don't even get...
Not as much milk.
I don't even get mineral. That's the thing. It's I get like the solar floral. Yeah. If it's like, yeah. I hate to put them up against each other, but sorry. But it's like, this is, I feel like, the sunny beach in the afternoon, and Swa is the actual salty mineral.
You know, I don't even think Swa is salty beachy.
Well, it's funny though, because like...
I would think this is more like Glossier Fleur to me.
Scent profile wise, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because like Dead Cool is all about the salty beach, but this feels warmer and sweeter, and Swa is all about, this is your vacation scent, but that to me feels mineral and salty.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You got our wires crossed, ladies.
It is interesting to see everyone releasing their version of a vacation beach scent, and they're all a little kooky.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we talked about that.
I would not
week.
Consider this. Like, if I smelled this blindly, I don't think I'd consider it a beach scent.
I think I would.
I can't. Well, now I can't unknow it, because now you put salty floral or salty solar in my mind, and now I can't unknow it.
I love scents like this, though. I mean, I only need one of them, but I love scents like this. Mm-hmm. This brings me back to the one I won't shut up about, the Sun de Gio from Armani. Oh. Like, oh, so good.
Yeah. It's really good. It's funny because like I feel like this is such like a 2026 version of what the Sun de Gio beach scent was trying to do. Because I feel like beach scents back in like the early 2000s were way more aquatic. It's not quite as beefy. And today everything's about projection.
I feel like I agree with you, and I'm going to add to that. I feel like they were either really aquatic or really bronze goddess. Mm. Not maybe sunscreeny, but self-tanner, kind of like coconut powdery, you
coconut
know, bronze.
Body oil.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's all the creamy white solar floral.
Yep, agree. We're in our solar floral era.
We are. Oh, we have a voice note.
We have a voice note.
Hey guys, love the pod. I don't know if you saw the recent article in Harper's Bazaar with Oliver Cresp, where he kind of spilled the news that IFRA is banning all use of benzaldehyde by 2027. Apparently, this is the molecule that almost every single perfumer uses to do an almond or a cherry note. So he mentioned that companies will be scrambling to reformulate just about every cherry or almond perfume. If this is true, and if this does go through by 2027, are you guys planning to buy any backups of anything? Are you worried about the big reformulation? Love to hear your opinion. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so my immediate thought was, oh no, Marc Jacobs Perfect. What's going to happen? My favorite almond scent. I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean... The fragrance industry is nothing if not well-resourced in terms of synthetic things that can make things smell like just like other things. I'm sure there's a ton of almond and almond molecules just in the wings waiting.
Yeah, I have a couple first thoughts. One, this is probably not news to the actual perfumers.
They've probably known about this
coming down the pike.
Yeah.
Two, there's never just one option.
Yeah,
there's never just one molecule. There's never just one note, you know? And yes, we might be losing one. And yes, it's probably in a lot of things. And I know that we all get up in arms when things have to be reformulated, but I'm sure they've had three backups for a while now because no one's letting Marc Jacobs Perfect go by the wayside. You know what I mean? It's like, we got to be ready to switch this shit out. So I think it's a splashy headline, but... And I'm not a perfumer, so I'm speaking out of turn here, but I would venture that we're going to be okay.
I think we're going to be... It's interesting because some people do get really aggrieved by reformulations. I know, like...
Really aggrieved as we start this episode out with a 10-minute rant.
I know. Well, like, for instance, I think people are still upset about the Glossier You reformulation, which personally, I don't smell the difference, but I also... I don't have an original bottle, so I can't do a side-by-side.
Sure.
And I think if this is like your signature fragrance, obviously you're going to be like, wait, it's different. Mm-hmm. For me, I have like a goldfish memory. So I'm like, well, it still smells good.
That's sort of where I'm at. Not that I can't smell the difference between one formula or another. Maybe I can't. I don't know. It's sort of like, would I even be able to clock it?
That.
I would say.
We'll see that.
Most likely not.
Yeah.
Unless the difference is like very egregious. But again, if the difference is that separated from what it was, I don't think it would make it to market, you know?
Also, a lot of fragrances, as they are, I know macerations is not the right term, but they do change in the bottle over time. Like, I'm thinking of my bottle of Afternoon Delight from Replica, and when I got it, this came out, what, like 2024?
Sure.
The juice was like a pale champagne color, and now it's purple.
Really?
And I was like, because I don't reach for it that often. So I remember I reached for it like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And then I saw a TikToker talking about like that's what happened to like the first batch, or that's what happened to all of them. I don't know. Mm. Maybe they figured out it was a problem and changed it. But, and that has an almondy note in it too. So yeah. I'm kind of just like, well, this is maybe why they're switching it. So it doesn't turn purple.
You know,
maybe
on that same note, at least visually, Cayali vanilla is known to get really dark and it doesn't affect the fragrance, but you know, it starts out as a beautiful sort of like bronze brown.
Yeah.
And then it'll get not black, but like very, very dark. Right. But it doesn't affect the formula that I know.
Someone was telling me who worked, someone at Firmini, she was telling me that they did like a big designer fragrance. It was maybe like a Jean-Paul Gaultier or something like that. And the fragrance changed color in the bottle, and all these people were complaining because they thought it like went bad.
Sure.
And they just like didn't understand that this is a natural occurrence in fragrance. So eventually all they did was just change the bottle to black.
Funny. Yeah. That's so funny.
I know.
That wouldn't bother me.
No. But I think like as a consumer, you're just like, oh no, is it going bad?
Which is also a fair thought to have. But I guess if I was a consumer and not myself, I would be like, well, it still smells fine and it doesn't burn.
That, exactly. So, you know, I don't know. It still smells the same. Great. This was expensive. I'm going
to
use it.
Exactly. Exactly. So no, I am not rushing out to stock up, restock. There's enough. So, but no. Great question though.
Yeah. Very forensic.
What if I told you, and also did I tell you, I don't think I have talked about it on the show at least, that I bought an Old Spice body wash because of the scent.
Which one?
Well, do you know that guy Paul Reacts?
No.
He's an influencer who's always screaming. Reacting? And I say that,
is
with
his
love.
Name Paul and does he react?
Yeah, his name is Paul and he reacts. I don't even think I follow him, no shade, but I saw this.
Wait, I think I saw him on a Hawthorne. He did a social thing with Hawthorne.
Probably makes sense. He did a reel or whatever about this marshmallow scented Old Spice body wash.
Oh.
And he was like, it's really good if that's what you like. And he's very sort of like our vibe.
Yeah,
you know, like he appreciates mass. He likes Bath and Body Works, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I can't.
Why not? What is it, like less than $10?
Exactly.
Like, sure.
And the thing is huge. Yeah. I mean, it's
you get a gallon.
Two of these.
Yeah, crazy.
It's great. It just smells
said,
like.
Boys, wash yourselves.
It just smells like marshmallow.
Oh, that's fun.
And that's what it's promised.
What is it called again?
I think it's called, I knew you were going to ask that. I think it's called Grillmaster, which like LOL. But yeah, it's just this nice sort of almost marshmallow musk. And there's no Old Spice DNA to it. They didn't try to masculinize it or make it spicy. It's just this really pleasant, clean marshmallow smell. And so I don't know the guy, but I was at that Summer Fridays event a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw him walk in. And it's funny. He's like, very loud online, but there he was like very mellow, looked very chic. I think he was with his like partner, husband, whatever. And he walked by me and I was like, oh my God, I love you. He was like, oh my God, I love you. And I was like, sorry, I just got to tell you, I just bought that Old Spice marshmallow body wash because of you. And he was like, okay, but isn't it good? And I was like, it's so good. It was really cute.
Okay. It's called Cereal Griller.
Cereal Griller.
And then I don't know if that's a series, but then it's called Charred Marshmallow.
I think Cereal Griller is the drop, and then Charred Marshmallow is, I think, the fragrance. Yeah,
because
it's part of a summer collection.
It's funny because like the imagery on the bottle is like a Jason mask.
It's grotesque.
It's so this is kooky. Yeah. This is a very kooky pivot for Old Spice, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now I want to smell it.
Yeah, it's good. Now I have 2 gallons of it, so we're gonna be smelling like marshmallow for the foreseeable future.
Okay, speaking of almond, there is a new Mugler Angel flanker called Blush that I do want to smell.
I want to smell that as well.
And they call out almond milk, musk, and sandalwood, which sounds extremely me.
And it sounds nothing like Angel.
Nope. It's going to smell crazy. Like this plus that plus Angel is going to smell wacky.
Do you think, though, that at this point in Angel's career there's that no they're even referencing? Yeah,
there's no base in there. There's no base of Angel in there.
Which is...
Actually, though, the Phantasm one, the pineapple one, does smell like Angel plus pineapple.
Which one is that? Do you have it?
I have it.
Work. Is this new at all?
It's from like a year or two ago.
Is this the one with pistachio that they were like holding captive? Wait, I want to look this one. You said Angel Phantasm. Oh, it's black.
Yeah.
Amber Gourmand Fruity, Pineapple, Coconut, Bourbon, Vanilla, and Amber. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the one with pistachio in it that released like last year?
That's an excellent question.
That one I'm also curious. I heard it was good. Okay, so the top notes in this, pineapple bergamot. Middle is coconut and TR flower. And then the base is patchouli, bourbon, vanilla, and amber. Okay. Sounds right up my alley, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You get the pineapple a lot in the beginning. But it is, it's like all of the kitchen sink that is Angel plus pineapple plus coconut. Okay. And you're like, oh. It's like you poured a daiquiri on it.
Wait. I'm worrying so much right now.
This, oh my God. It's like traveling across the table at me. And I'm like,
is this like, and I'm asking this because of the build and because it's black. Is this supposed to be their answer to Aventus?
You know what? I think this came out the same year that the Aventus flanker came out. Hmm. Aventus Absolute that mm-hmm. had the pineapple in it.
Well, Aventus has pineapple in it. But I think
but they like really it. Cranked yeah. the pineapple.
Huh.
And that was the year we were like, pineapple.
Yeah.
It's going to be pineapple this year.
Yeah. Huh.
So funny. I'm trying to figure out what the pistachio one was. This was it feels, elixir?
It was like a sapphire blue bottle.
Yes. It is the only one on their site that is also a flanker. Hmm. They don't show me pistachio. No, they call it a floral gourmand. They're all, well, most of them are blue. It's funny because I feel like the flankers like are introduced and they're kind of phased out by the end of the year, except Angel Nova has people like
love Angel Nova.
Yeah, they like keep doing Angel Nova.
I celebrate that for them. I don't get it.
It makes me sneeze.
Yeah,
because it's just the raspberry is so tart. It just like always makes me sneeze.
I find that devoid of anything Angel.
Mm, yes. Yeah. Yeah. That does not smell like Angel.
And I celebrate all those who love it, but yeah. That ain't Angel, sister. You know what I do want to get? And I think it's been, I mean, like you can get it online, but it's been discontinued, is I want the Toilette of Angel. Mm, not that yeah, I think it'll yeah, be any yeah. lighter, but I just think it'll be like a nice thought experiment.
Oh, okay. Angel Stellar is the pistachio one.
Okay.
It's interesting. They have, on the website, they have Angel Stellar Eau de Parfum Lumineuse. So I was like, what? It's a flanker of a flanker? Like, what the heck?
Hmm.
And that is an ambery gourmand that they call out bergamot pistachio and bourbon vanilla.
Hmm.
I don't remember getting any information about that. I am also curious to smell it.
Are you going to anything this week?
I do not.
I think I'm not. Thank God.
I don't think I am, actually. No. Well, there is a... Aloria is doing a rebrand.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I can make it, but they're having an event next week.
I can't either, but I...
But it's interesting. I think they're doing like totally different bottles, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see how... Oh, I can talk about this now, actually.
You can.
I can. Well, I was going to talk about the nonfiction store, but I couldn't talk about it last
week. I was just going to ask you about that.
Yes. So there is a South Korean brand called Nonfiction that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, but I couldn't talk about the fact that they now have a shop in the Lower East Side that just opened because it was embargoed.
You basically did, but yes.
I know. Well, I didn't say where.
Yeah. Or what.
Or what. So they have a really cute boutique on, it's like Orchard.
Okay.
It's, you'll find it.
Is it, what's it by?
Fucking beats me.
It's not, I guess what I'm asking is it in like Perfume Alley or no?
No.
Okay.
It's, well, it's on Orchard, which is the same street that Aedes
Divinustis
is.
Okay.
It's just like on the south end of the street.
Got it.
And... it's a really cute shop. It's pretty simple. I feel like a lot of perfume shops are quite simple where it's just like a space with the bar where you can smell everything. Mm-hmm. And then they have stuff on the walls. Mm-hmm. They do have a sink so you can like use the hand soaps and stuff, which I always like.
Mm-hmm.
Just because in New York City, you want to wash your hands.
Yeah.
But all the scents are really nice. Mm. They gave me a candle, which was, it's called Peace Talk, which is funny. And it's just like a really nice, warm, spicy cardamom candle. It's
oh,
really
nice.
Yeah. And... I really liked the Iris Concrete scent. Mm-hmm. They have a little set of florals where they have like ylang ylang, iris, rose, and I think the other one was like mimosa. It was like a medley of something, I forget, but it's a cute collection. I really liked the iris one. But they have about like 20 fragrances. Like,
really?
They have like a lot, yeah.
Oh, I thought their collection was much smaller.
No, it's quite big, but...
I love their bottles.
The bottles are so cool. It's very chic, very minimal. It kind of reminds me of And Other Stories a little bit.
Oh, like I see that.
The just like the way like the text and the graphic design is.
Yeah.
The scents are nice. They're not, it's like definitely a brand for people who don't want to project too much. Totally. Like this is not a beast mode brand.
Totally.
It's like very, not necessarily close to the body, but they're like sheer.
I feel like even the ideas of the scents are minimal too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very minimal, but it's interesting that they, cause I'm always curious what other cultures, like what the scent culture is. Yep. Like, I'm like, I don't necessarily think in South Korea, they're like hankering for beast mode fragrances.
Sure.
They're not. And the owner was saying how in Korea, it's like mostly just designer fragrances that people buy, like, you know, all the Christian Dior's, all the Chanel's. There's not a ton of independent perfumery.
Okay.
There's like tamarinds.
Sure.
And then there's a couple in China, but in South Korea itself, there's not a ton. Hmm. So I'd heard about them a couple years ago and I was like, huh, I wonder if I'll ever get to smell them here in the States. And now they're here. So
I need to go.
Yeah. It's a cute store. You know what I do want to smell is the new Danam mango sticky rice.
I guess because that's just so close to their whole gig, I sort of thought it was already out. But yes, I also do.
They made it like a Instagram announcement that they're like, we're not going to do big collections anymore. We're just doing single fragrance launches, which I'm like, you don't have to tell us that. You can just do it.
Right. That probably makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, God, to release like
eight at a time.
Six to 10 at a time. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I mean, but like, they're also goddamn good. You know, I really like that brand.
I know.
I am excited about Mango Sticky Rice and I need to get more of their actual bottles. I have Vietnamese coffee, but I want,
I wish they did 10 mls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of do. Cause I want a lot of them, but I'm not going
to
wear three.
Well, they're like also good. It's easy to want all of them. I know. You know, like I can't really justify having 18 bottles from them, but
I want strawberry mochi, white rice. Mm-hmm. I have 5 ml decants from Scentsplit, but I prefer to obviously buy it from the brand.
Yeah.
I have a full bottle of Mooncake, which I guess is the only important one.
I would also say strawberry matcha, Midnight Samurai. So, I mean, so many of them are so good.
Yeah.
Ugh. I should wear through the Discovery set again to reacquaint myself.
Maybe I'll go to Still. I'm sure Still has the mango sticky rice. I'll go smell it there.
I wonder, is it out yet?
It is, yeah. Okay. But you never know.
You never know.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Please give us 5 stars and say nice things. I actually do like all the comments people leave us on Spotify. They're really nice.
I can't see them because I don't have Spotify.
Find us at our website, smellyoulater.live, where you can leave us a voice note, like in this episode. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will
smell you later.